Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And you are in the clubhouse. Welcome to this November 8th show with Adam Barr, Chris Millard, Anna Rush, and Travis Yerger, Director of Golf at Turtle Bay Golf. The Arnold Palmer course is absolutely spectacular. But before we get into all of that, let me give you a couple of tee times. Macaulay has a 12:04, and the Macaulay Invitational is today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Poipu Bay Golf Course, the Guan Party and Ellington Party are going out. There's a 9:20 and a 10:40 and 11:50 if you'd like to play. Gift cards are available. You know, it's almost that time of the year. It's a good time to get gift cards at Poipu Bay. Hey, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, custom, or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. So call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
And Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or your smartphone. That's Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. High surf advisories up for the north and west facing shores of Kauai, Niihau, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. And I say that because if you are heading to Turtle Bay Resort to play at the George Fazio or Arnold Palmer course, you may want to get out there just a little bit, maybe take the Windward Road, take Kamehameha Highway. You know how it gets on Kamehameha if you use the North Shore route going through Sunset. It gets a little crowded. But we're going to talk with Travis Yerger, Director of Golf at Turtle Bay Golf. Welcome to the show, Travis.
Oh, thanks, Daniel. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it a beautiful day?
It is a beautiful day.
Absolutely. I got to ask you, before we get any further, there were some spectacularly frightening images on television recently. When we saw this fire and destruction at Turtle Bay and the cart barn, but then nobody said anything about, you know, how much damage was done, I think they said $1 million in damage was done. And I thought, well, you know, can we play golf? That was my first question. What are we going to do?
Most people thought that at first, and there was actually a couple of news reports out there that said that the courses were closed, and you may not have a chance to play Turtle Bay Golf anytime soon. But we were up and running that morning, and both courses were open, and were business as usual. So, we had a little bit, the estimate's still being determined right now. But, it was a significant fire and loss of the cart barn and the carts we have. But we brought in a bunch of rental vehicles, and we're up and running and good to go. And, you know, the staff at Turtle Bay Golf, as well as the resort, everyone pitched in and, you know, got things back up and running within hours. So we're very fortunate to have a great staff, and we're good to go, and courses are still in great shape. So come on out.
This is Travis Yerger, Director of Golf at Turtle Bay Golf. And Turtle Bay Resort's been the home of the Champions Tour. That was back when the greens at the Arnold Palmer course were completely redone. Then it was the home of the LPGA. Golf Channel's Big Break chose the North Shore destination for one season of its hit series, featuring top golf resorts. And, of course, the Hawaii State Open was played there for years. And today it's the home of the very popular Hawaii Amateur. It's played over two weekends now. It's become that popular. That surprised me when it was stretched over. Is this the first year you did that?
This is the first year we did that, yeah. And it was just kind of a trial run to see what kind of feedback we'd get from players. And it was overwhelmingly positive, and we had a huge field. So, yeah, it was a great event this year. A lot of good champions that came out of the, you know, champions flight. And we had four flights this year. So, yeah, it was great. Two weekends of good competition.
You'd never know that there's a problem with getting people to play the game. When you saw the fields for the Turtle Bayometer, you know, it was like, wow.
I know.
And you've won six consecutive years the PGA President's Council on Growing the Game Award.
Correct.
What do you do to grow the game, Travis?
That's a good question. There's a lot of little things that add up, but you're just trying to create programs and make golf accessible from not only a golf course standpoint, but through academies, you know, as far as lessons go and opportunities there, free clinics, free anything helps get people out there.
Yeah.
So just making the game more inviting and making it more fun, it all adds up to one big thing, and that's, you know, growing the game. You know, and it starts with kids, but also, you know, getting some of the adults out there and actually some of the, you know, grandparents maybe that, you know, haven't played in a long time. If you get the kids out there, ideally the parents and grandparents follow. So it's not just one thing. It's a lot of little things, but, you know, it's things that, you know, all the PGA professionals here on Oahu and nationwide do to, you know, get people involved and keep this game great and keep it going.
Play Golf America is one of the PGA of America's programs to get people into the game. And, of course, Turtle Bay Golf participates. You've got the free fitting month and the Welcome to Golf month. The newest program that I can think of right now is the, and you brought up children, that's brought it to mind, the league play. Is that growing on Oahu, that when the kids get together as teams, as like a little league baseball team, but they're, it's a little league golf like team?
Yeah, exactly. And this is the first year that the Aloha section put this league into place, and just kind of a trial to see what would happen and see what the participation levels would be. And, you know, it was great. We had a lot of professionals throughout the islands participate. Oahu participated in just different areas of the island. From different courses, you know, everyone put together, you know, teams, and we kind of all joined forces and had competitions over the last couple of months, actually, and it culminated last in October, actually. But yeah, it's very, very interesting, very similar to Little League Baseball, and you know, it's competition, but it's more focused on participation and getting the kids out there and, you know, having fun, which I think is real important.
Yeah, golf is such a singular game. And when you're 7, 8, 12, 14, you know, being alone with your club is not, it takes a mm-hmm. special personality to take to that. There are a lot of kids that do, but the majority, it seems like, they want to be in groups. Right? Do you feel the excitement?
True. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting when you get, you know, kids together and they start having fun. And, you know, sometimes it's not, you know, about golf. You know, sometimes they've played sports together in their local community together, such like, you know, basketball, baseball, soccer. You know, soccer is a big sport in a lot of local communities. And, you know, some of them, you know, already know each other and they get together and they play golf. And, you know, it's just another thing that, you know, brings them together. So it's pretty neat to see.
It's awesome. I love it. I love the fact that the PGA of America is doing so many different things to grow the game. And I think that's really important to get the parents following the children, like to soccer. You know, I mean,
yeah,
we're all going to soccer on Saturday because
if we can get that soccer participation, we'd be in great shape.
Exactly.
So that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Golf moms. We don't need soccer moms.
Make that bumper sticker. There you go.
We're talking with Travis Yerger, Director of Golf at Turtle Bay Golf. We're going to take a break and talk about the Arnold Palmer course and the George Fazio course, beautiful golf courses. And we're going to talk about some of the things that you can do if you're an adult to get your game going. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
I'm looking at the World Golf Championships, HSBC Champions. It's the last major event. You know, this one actually counts. Graham McDowell's in the lead. Hiroshi Iwata, Martin Keimer, Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, Tim Clark, Ian Poulter's actually, well, he's down, went down a few positions. He was tied for fifth. He's now tied for seventh. They're playing in China. So it's difficult to keep up, you know, for us because it's tomorrow there, isn't it? It's all. But Travis Jerger, excuse me, Director of Golf, Turtle Bay Golf. And if you played over in, let's say, Nantucket or Castle Pines in Colorado, the Nantucket Golf Club, the Breakers in Palm Beach, and Travis Jerger, the Director of Golf at Turtle Bay Golf, if this name sounds familiar to you, that's why. Because where did you grow up?
I grew up in New York, the state of New York, central New York, in fact. A small town called Hamilton, where Colgate University is. So. Oh. I grew up on their university golf course, which is a Robert Trent Jones design, so everybody's familiar with him.
Absolutely,
but,
yeah.
Yeah.
Then as a member of Penn State's Professional Golf Management Society.
Yep.
And then, of course, you may know him from Ko'olina, where he was head professional, now director of golf at Turtle Bay. But I've got to ask you, before we go into instruction for, you know, people like me who need it, most of us do a little bit, highlights in your career. I was reading online, you gave Peyton Manning and LeVar Arrington lessons.
Yeah, I was real fortunate to have those opportunities.
Yeah, you know, who's the better golfer?
Oh, hands down, Peyton Manning. He's probably a one or two handicap, you know, if he's keeping track.
Okay, yeah. So here's a one or two handicapper, okay? And he's coming in for instruction.
Mm-hmm.
What was he, if you don't mind me telling me, what was he working on?
He was actually good in all aspects of the game for the most part, you know, except for chipping. He just needed a few little, you know, tweaks and suggestions as far as alignment for full swing, and his putting about the same. But we covered, you know, every single shot you could think of in our lesson, and we spent about an hour and 45 minutes together. And his chipping was, you know, probably on the level of a 24 to 30 handicapper, which was kind of surprising.
So obviously he played away from the chip.
yeah, exactly. He hit a lot of greens, I guess, and never had the chip. So,
yeah. Well, okay. So over at Turtle Bay Resort, we've got the two courses, and I've played both. Arnold Palmer is, it's the Arnold Palmer course is wonderful. There's something luxurious about it. It feels to me, you know, and then the George Fazio course with those bunkers, my goodness, it's kind of like hopscotching. You know, I don't know it's much more tight. You've got to be, there's so careful where you put, now that wouldn't be a course for Peyton Manning to play.
Oh, well, you know, he can play any course. after I helped him with his chipping, he
of
was
course.
Good to go. Yeah.
So at Turtle Bay Resort, where you've got the 36 holes to play, there are also, I didn't know there were two practice facilities.
Yeah, two practice facilities. Yeah, the Palmer driving range and the short game area, it's unbelievable, you know. You can go out there and sometimes feel like you're the only one out there, and, you know, it's peaceful and it's a good place to focus and work on your game. So it's pretty awesome that we have that.
Yeah. And then you have 10-minute tune-ups, and that's
10-minute tune-ups.
10-minute tune-ups free for people who are staying at the resort. But that's
correct.
A good idea before you play to have like a quick 10-minute tune-up with an instructor.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We, you know, just give the right amount of information and, you know, don't overcomplicate things and just give one basic thought to help people out there and help enjoy their game a little bit more.
And the group instruction, they're $30 a day, the clinics. Mm-hmm. How many people do you have participating?
It depends on the day. You know, it's a lot of resort guests that come out, but we also get a good amount of the local Kamaaina as well. So it just depends, you know, it can be one to three to sometimes four, but, most of the time it's around that two or three number.
That's nice. That's really nice. Of course, I love playing lessons or on course playing instruction because you're there with me and we're in the real world. We're not on the range. I prefer to have you telling me what I should do with that weird lie I'm in.
Sure.
You know, but the one that really fascinates me here is the golf and fitness instruction. Tell us about that, because that, I don't know, it seems like it's the perfect combination. It is a sport. You're going to be out there for 4.5-5 hours, whether you're, you know, tuning up, warming up, getting ready, then on the course, then cooling down. How long is this class, and what do you cover?
Well, it's 2 hours in total. 1 hour is spent with a PGA pro, and then the other hour is spent with a certified instructor that gives you golf specific exercises and routine to work on golf specific muscles. And it's pretty amazing, actually. Our fitness instructor who runs all the programs up at the hotel, his name is Jay Murnane. He is one of the fittest guys I've ever been around, and he's a golfer too. So,
and you're very fit, Travis. You're fit. So for you to say that, that's really cool. Yeah,
more fit than I am, which is great. I'm trying to get to his level, but he's a golfer too, which I think is real important. You know, he understands the golf swing, and obviously he understands the body and how it works, you know, throughout the golf swing. So. You spend an hour with a pro, an hour with Jay, and, you know, you're good to go. It's money well spent, and you come away with, you know, so much more information and a good program in which you can follow to help your golf game. So.
Travis Jerger is the director of golf at Turtle Bay, and I hesitate because I'm going to go someplace. I'm on the board of the executive Women's Golf Association, the EWGA. Mm-hmm. And it's an organization that helps women who would like to go play the game. And the best way I can say this is, you know, have you ever been, ladies or guys, because guys are welcome too in the EWGA, if you've been invited to the charity events in the companies or, you know, somebody says, hey, why don't you come out and we need a foursome, your company should put together, blah, blah, you know, and you're like, oh, I'd like to do this because it would be really good for, you know, I like the charity and it'd be good for relationships, but I can't play the game and I'll make a fool of myself. And then, of course, they say, well, you know, I can't play golf. And then you say, if you would have invited them, you say, oh, you don't need to worry about that. You know, and nobody can play in the charity events. And you think they're pulling your leg, you know, just because who would go out and play golf who can't? Well, let me tell you, most people who play in charity events don't play good golf. I mean, really. And so, but you're a person who wants to be prepared, and that's what the EWGA for. Okay, the EWGA, you get in and you meet a bunch of ladies and men, and you're it's comfortable. We have, you know, it's social, it's networking, it's fun. We're just having fun. You don't have to be great. We'll show you how to act, how to dress. So it's so important, you know, to feel like you belong. You've got the right attire. I've got my uniform on. I'm ready to play. Now, the question I have, Travis, is what if we did, could we do like an EWGA group with the golf and fitness instruction? Would you do that as a group?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wow, that would be very cool. Okay. Yeah. We have to figure out how to do something like that. And get all of us up there. I don't know how many would sign up. You know, we're very small still, but we're always growing and always looking for different opportunities. These are the kinds of things that we kind of try to put together. Maybe a lunch at Lele's after the golf and fitness instruction. Sure, let's go eat up some calories after we burn
them. Oh, Lele's is amazing. Anyone that's been there knows how good it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Travis Jerger, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be in touch. We'll do this more often. I really do enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
Same here. Thanks. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to talk some golf now, that is equipment. And I've got a great story to tell you about. You know, have you ever driven a gorgeous car? And how that relates to Miura Golf. And Adam Barr, the president of Miura Golf, is going to join us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm Hawaii has been protecting commercial and residential customers across Hawaii with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962. These systems are designed to detect intruders and signal our 24-hour, 5-diamond alarm local monitoring center, which then notifies the appropriate emergency agency. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina company. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, call 528-6407. Providing security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I just want to make sure that you know that when I was laughing about people who play in charity events who can't play golf, I'm laughing at myself. I'm including myself in that group, okay? Because when we go out and play, it's to play, not to compete. There's, you know, you're going to play. Let's go play. And that you got to get into the kid kind of feeling of that. Feeling. Oh, speaking of feeling. Okay. Adam Barr is president of Miura Golf of Japan, formerly with Golf Channel and host of What's in the Bag. So he's always known equipment. He was with Golf Week magazine, of course, as well. And he's been on the show many times. He's a blogger. I love his blog, Brains Splattered on the Keyboard Like Jackson Pollock and Not the Godfather. Okay. And on Twitter, he's Yes, That Adam Barr. Adam, welcome to the show.
Danielle, aloha. How are you?
I'm really, really good. It's been 2 years since we talked. It's been so long. But I was reading, I always go to your blog, you know, before you're on the show just to see where you're at. And I realize you haven't posted since March, but what you did post back then, I thought, you know, so many parents should read the post about trying to get kids disconnected so that they can, you know, focus on homework. And it's almost impossible. Yeah. I mean, my attention span is getting to be next to nothing. I'm Googling this, and then I'm trying that, and then I'm tweeting this, and then I'm Facebooking that, and then I'm writing this, and then I'm pretty soon I'm like, wait a second, what was I going to do next?
It's the hardest thing as a parent I've found between sports, music, school, and just making sure your neck muscles don't freeze in one position to get kids, even really well-behaved, well-rounded kids, to put down the device and, you know, look up into the sky. And, you know, the reason it's hard is because I think we all have difficulty with it as fully formed adults. And for the reason you just said, that we're all busy trying to take in this enormous menu of information that we're being offered literally every day.
Yeah. It's like saturation. And so when I step away, I couldn't have my phone with me for 6 hours. I felt relief. Oh, my phone's been taken away.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goody. No, it really did. It was like, oh, I don't have to be responsible, you know, to be in touch all the time and know everything that's, you know, and not be behind. It's a competitive world that we're raising our children in, and it's a very good blog. So I'm going off and I'm looking and I'm thinking, Miura Golf, how can I kind of express the delicate work that goes into a $250 club? I mean, that's one club. But when you think about it, it's a forged, and then after that, it's hand.
There are a lot of hand processes.
The hand grinding process, right, that goes into every forged iron. So I find Gary Van Zickel's article with you.
Yeah.
And he starts off by saying, I have never sat behind the wheel of a Jaguar. Those experiences, he mentioned a couple of other cars, those experiences are out of my price range. But I have done the golf equivalent. I have hit balls with Miura irons. And I thought,
he kind of hit the nail on the head, and it was a great compliment to us. But in a sense, it's kind of good that it's not directly explainable in words, because people then have to go to hit the clubs, and they immediately understand what we mean, especially with respect to what I like to call the otherworldly feel. And it's the forging and the processes that you alluded to a moment ago that lead to that, and that's what gives you confidence in your stroke and the desire to go on and make the next one and the next one and the next one.
Yeah, and golf is about feel. I was thinking about a book we're going to be talking about in a few minutes, the golf book, and it talks about what's coming up in the next 30 years of golf. You know, we've seen the last 20 years, and the golf board. And I thought, you know, so you can move around the golf course, but on the golf board, it gets you faster, you get to be faster, but you're not connected anymore to the course. You know, it's you can take the board to your ball. Everybody gets to go their ball. It's quicker, but somehow you lose the feel. But with the feel of the feel is so important. The feel of the golf course, how the golf feels to you, and how the club feels in your hand, and how everything. It's so important. So if we went down to Joey Tadeo, the Aloha Golf Center, who is the Miura dealer here in Hawaii. Can I go and just pick up clubs from Joey?
Yeah, I mean, you could go, and the best thing to do is have a conversation with Joey and tell him how your game's going, what your golf ambitions are. And then Joey would hand you a Miura 6 or 7 iron and say, hit this and see how you feel. And not only that, you're taking data on a TrackMan or a FlightScope or a similar machine to see what your swing characteristics are. And then together you begin to narrow, you know, hone in on what would work best for your game, what would move you toward the flight you have in mind, or make the best of the flight you have, or move you toward the improvement you want, and then essentially get you just making your natural swing, so that if you were outside and you looked up, you would find that club in the little window of sky that you expect to find it in every time, just like a tour pro does. Mm-hmm. You have every right to expect that. And you would be able to do this with the feel of a forged golf club that has been, as you say, hand ground and hand finished to the very finest tolerances in the industry.
So I go in, I'm not going to walk out the same day with that golf club. I'm going to go in, Joey's going right. to figure out what I need for my swing, and then this club that has been forged and then hand grinding and then sent to Joey becomes my golf club.
Exactly. He builds shafts and grips it and bends it to the proper loft and lie. It's entirely possible that if you went in for a wedge, you could walk out the same day. But in most cases, you're going to come back for a secondary fitting to make things even more precise, and then in a little bit longer. I'm not talking weeks here. I'm talking, you know,
right.
Days. It's not an interminable wait, but it is a worthwhile wait to get things just the way you want them. So, yeah, it's like a custom fitting for clothing, and you mentioned the automobile experience. It is like a high-end automotive experience. You want a car to fit you, too, not only the way you sit, but the way you drive and your height and your reach and your vision and all those things. So it can easily be compared to clothing or to high-end automotive.
Absolutely. Where I put my seat and where I have my rear-view mirror, the side mirrors, everything's got to be right for my positioning, the way I am.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Same for golf. Think about what you have to do in a golf swing. And you want to remove as many variables as possible, including a bunch of extraneous thoughts. So why not just get the club that is going to work for your swing and give you the feel that connects you to the turf, connects you to the course, connects you to the game, and makes you want to continue to play this wonderful game.
Yeah, and plus I was also thinking the way I want to, you know, where I build a bag is I don't have the game, frankly, to have 14 clubs in my bag. I wouldn't know what to do with all 14. I don't have the time. I don't have, my game's not that good, you know, I just don't. So I don't need 14.
Practice time is so hard to find for everybody.
It is, and playing time. So I don't need 14 clubs. So why should I go out and spend $1,000 on 14 clubs when the price tag for the Mira club becomes perfect, because I want my 7-iron to be the best 7-iron ever.
Yeah, the club you can rely on. And we all have one or two or three we can rely on. Yeah. No question about it.
Yeah.
And you know, when I travel, just for lightness sake, I figure I should be able to get around any course in the world creditably with 10 clubs. Here at home, I never carry more than 13. So that 14 is a maximum. It's not a requirement.
Exactly.
So, you know, carry what works for your game. I'm always a big, you know, everybody's a little different the way they approach this game, but I'm always a big fan of simplification, not to the point of dumbing down, but certainly to the point where you can, as you mentioned a moment ago, rely on certain clubs to make the shots that you're going to find most satisfying and enrich your game. That's essentially what you're doing. No reason you shouldn't do that with your equipment choices.
Well, Gary Van Zickel, in his article for Golf Week, went on to say that he now has the 6 and the 8 iron from the PP9003 line in his bag.
Yep.
So he's got a mixed bag. So it's cool to have a mixed bag, too.
I'm guessing he hits those clubs an awful lot. Which is good.
It is good. What does the PP stand for?
It stands for passing point. And one of the things at Mira that sometimes has been a challenge is taking a Japanese concept and transferring it to English. There is no direct translation for what became the Japanese concept that became passing point. It was an expression, as best I can put it, of people moving from one stage of their game to another, the point at which you pass from casual to more serious, and from more serious to highly competitive. And we all have those moments in our golf game. And it was our hope at Miura with the passing point, with the forged cavity back technology, which is relatively new in the industry, to help people move through their passing points into where they want to be more promptly, more pleasurably. That was the whole idea.
So these clubs, I'm taking it, are, what are they called in general? Game enhancement, game improvement, game something?
Game enhancement, I'm glad you said that term because that's the one I always prefer. The entire game improvement category of golf clubs has become so broad that sometimes it can be misunderstood. And
yeah.
Some people wrongly think that when you say game improvement, you're saying to the user, well, you know, you're not very good. You need to improve. I don't know if I coined game enhancement, but I used it a lot, with Mira, because I want people to know that however they play is fine. Everybody playing golf, from the number one player in the world to, I think my world ranking is now 4,169,212, down to me, down to everybody else, everybody's always trying to improve. It doesn't matter if you went out and shot 58. You know, everybody is trying to improve and enhance their game. So enhancement, to me, seems a much better way to express what these kinds of clubs are trying to do.
Absolutely. I agree with you. We're going to take a break. Thank the people who make this show possible. Can you stay with us for a couple more minutes?
I certainly can.
Excellent.
Certainly can. Happy to do it.
We're talking with Adam Barr. He is president of Miura Golf of Japan, formerly with Golf Channel and host of What's in the Bag? And I say this because the next guest coming up is Chris Millard, who talks about the 20 years of Golf Channel in his book. And kind of, it's a really cool book. We'll talk about that too. But first, Adam Barr. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX is a nearly indescribable thrill. To explain that thrill, we could have hired a proper documentarian.
The TLX stalks the hairpin turn. It waits with high-octane aggression. Let's watch as it devours the road with savage precision.
Or that voice from that movie trailer.
In a crowded luxury market, one sedan has what others only dream of. Sport Plus mode, 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, and plenty of cup holders.
Or even an enthusiastic play-by-play announcer.
And hitting cleanup, the TLX. Sport Plus mode's a huge advantage here. And oh, there's a drive deep right field. Back. This car's out of here.
We could have tried all of these, but nothing comes close to experiencing the thrill of the TLX like driving it. Come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit them today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're talking with Adam Barr, president of Miura Golf of Japan. And just in case you've never heard, Miura Golf of Japan makes some of the world's finest forged golf clubs. Katsuhiro Miura began making golf clubs in 1957, hand grinds clubs in his factory every day alongside Yoshitaka Miura and Shine Miura, supervisors, the forging. So all of these, so you say, yes, but I don't know who plays these clubs. Who plays these clubs? Well, I can tell you that Jose Maria Olothabo won the 1994 Masters, using Miura clubs. And I can tell you that Retief Goosen won the 2001 U.S. Open using the Miura golf clubs. Why don't we hear more about, you know, guys walking around, these are my clubs, swinging them? Adam Barr, president of Miura Golf.
Yes, indeed. There are guys walking around saying, these are my clubs. It's interesting. We don't pay endorsements. First of all, we're a very small company. So, you know, I think people understand the economics of player endorsements. When you pay them that money, that's what you exchange for their services. Then the real money begins. That is, you know, making the ads, placing the ads, travel to the personal appearances, however you decide to use the endorsement of that player. As a small company, we really can't play in that pool. And even if we could, I think as a philosophical matter, we have decided, you know, nothing is forever. We have decided not to, because the pros who have used our clubs are clubs that in, you know, other decades were made by Miura for other labels, which we no longer do. Pros who have played them, if they choose to play them, we think that's better than any endorsement that we could buy.
Yes.
And, you know, so every so often we find out that a pro has gone out and purchased himself a set of Miura's and ends up winning with them. Other pros will call us and say, you know, I'd like to play them, and we're happy to send them. I think Nick Price had a good year with him in 2011 with he won at Toshiba on the Champions Tour, and I believe he's still playing with him. Frank Licklider, last time I saw Frank was when the Canadian Open was at Shaughnessy in Vancouver. He was playing him. I'm pretty sure he still is. And at that same Canadian Open, Jose Maria Olazabal saw Mira, son, Mr. Mira, by the range and walked right over and said hello. So, yeah, I mean, if you walk up and down the range and say, who is Katsuhiro Miura, everyone will know. I guarantee you that.
So we go down to Joey Tadeo at Aloha Golf Center. That's just on Killarney Street. It's down just from, you go down Dillingham to the DMV. You make a left and you'll find Killarney Street, and Aloha Golf Center is right in that complex. And Joey Tadeo is there, and you can make an appointment. You can walk in. They open up at 10 o'clock in the morning. If you've got any questions, I found this fascinating. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask Adam Barr, are you info@MiuraGolf.com? Do you really answer all of the email?
That is correct. They all come to me, and I answer them. And I might not get to them right away, but the questions I mostly get are, you know, what is steel like? You know, how do they compare to the clubs I'm playing now? What should I do about fitting? What can I expect? Tell me a good wedge combination for my game. So we can start getting into discussions about golf in general, and it had some pretty spirited email discussions. But one of the great things about being a smaller company is that we can give that kind of attention. I'm pretty sure I've been the only equipment company president to answer the emails in that way. And to my mind, if you're going to put the money and effort into your equipment to this extent, well, you kind of deserve that attention.
Absolutely. And Miura makes putters, drivers, everything. You can everything from the whole line. You can have a complete bag. You can buy them one at a time. You can build a bag. You can go down to Aloha Golf Center or any. What's cool about Miura Golf is you go to MiuraGolf.com, put in your zip code, and it'll tell you exactly where to go to find Miura Golf.
All over the world, yeah. We have... of course, we're well covered in Hawaii and all over the United States and Canada, but also in Asia and Europe as well. So, and you know, anybody who can't find someone, they drop us an email at that address you mentioned, info@miuragolf.com. We'll help them. We'll be happy to you know, get people to a dealer that they can work with.
So the next time you're in Hawaii, I mean, we were going to meet up, have dinner sometime the last time. Next time, I'll buy.
Oh, you don't even have to do that. I definitely owe you. I got so busy with the Champions Tour and squiring Miura-san around Hawaii that I just, by the time I turned around, it was time to pack up and head back to the mainland, which was a shame because I had such a good time when I was there for the Champions Tour. But, yes, next time I'm just going to put myself in your capable restaurant choosing hands
okay.
and take and and take out my wallet, and off we go.
Wonderful. Adam Barr, president of Mira Golf of Japan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
We're going to talk with the man who made the golf book, as seen on NBC. That would be Golf Channel. His name is Chris Millard. 20 years of the players, shots, and moments that changed the game. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quicker response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Chris Millard, author and contributing writer, Golf World. He wrote Golf's 100 Toughest Holes. He won first place in the 2011 writing contest, that is the Golf Writers Association of America, and he is author of The Golf Book, 20 Years of the Players, Shots, and Moments That Changed the Game. And when I saw the NBC on the cover of the book, which is really, it's really well made, I thought, My, this must be about Golf Channel. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. So this kind of is a history of Golf Channel, isn't it?
Yeah, in a sense it is. In fact, the whole project was inspired by the fact that just a couple months from now, in January, Golf Channel will be celebrating its 20th anniversary on the air, which is hard to believe. And so that Golf Channel kind of got the idea that, you know what, maybe we should do a book that not only talks about the rise of the Golf Channel, how it was created, but also kind of takes a look at the last 20 years, the last two decades in the game. And they asked me to write it, and it's been, fortunately very well received. I think right now it's the number one selling golf book on Amazon.
That's wonderful. I mean, and I'm not surprised because, I mean, you've got top 10 comebacks, top 20 players, top 20 shots, and it's a combination of your prose with these lists, and people love lists, and great pictures, and and the pages aren't always the same format, which kind of gives you a sense of your, you know, online. And then there's this fabulous, I love the section, of course, about the course, golf architecture.
Thank you.
Yeah, returning to, you know, the way Earth actually made the ground.
What a novel idea.
Yeah, I think so. That's why, you know, Chambers Bay is kind of interesting, because Chambers Bay is a links-style course built on a quarry, and the perfect person to do it was Robert Trent Jones Jr., when you think about it, because he did a lot of earth-changing golf courses, and then he kind of changed philosophy, began to do more earth courses that were just, you know, taking the ground as is, and we talked about how he would ride horseback through and check out the land. I thought, wow, I wish I was on that trip, because I can't think of a better way to explore, you know, the ground. That's what I did in Arizona. I went for my first trip to play golf in Arizona. I said, where's the nearest horse? I'm not walking around the desert without a horse, because I was afraid of snakes. You know, we don't have snakes in Hawaii, right? So I thought, okay. But all right, let's get back to the book, Danielle. Most people in the know always say Arnold Palmer is the man who had the idea to create the Golf Channel. Now, I say the Golf Channel because that's what it was called when Arnold Palmer was first involved, right?
That's right. Yes. Well, that you're right. It used to be called the Golf Channel. They dropped the about, oh, maybe 2 years ago, just to, you know, because brevity is always better in communication.
Okay.
But Arnold, you know, you're right. There is kind of a misperception out there. Arnold did not get the idea. The idea was actually birthed by a guy named Joe Gibbs, not the football coach, but Joe Gibbs, who was a cable industry veteran and had made some money in the cable and communications businesses in the late 80s, early 90s. And in 1990, had kind of a chance encounter with Arnold Palmer, and they became fast friends. Then about 2 or 3 years later, Gibbs got the idea and went to Arnold. And Arnold was not a quick sell. Arnold didn't see this as a sure thing and kind of resisted. We relate a few times in the book where he actually almost just walked, but ultimately hung in there, and he and Joe had one of the, you know, great American success stories right on their laps.
And I see, you know, now there's AP, Studio AP on Golf Channel's Morning Drive, and when Arnold Palmer came in the other day, celebrating, you know, beginning the celebration of the 20th year of, I think it was Maginella, I know it was Maginella, took a selfie, you know, and
yeah.
Arnold says, is that a self? You know, it was perfect. And he's just always there. You know, he's one of those guys that he's never stopping. He's always growing. He's always challenging himself. He's always looking forward into the future. And I'm not surprised he didn't think that Golf Channel would work. 20 years ago, who would have thought? I mean,
well, to your point about Arnold always looking forward and always looking to the future, think about this. He was 65 years old when Joe Gibbs came to him with this idea. He had already accomplished everything he could ever accomplish on a golf course and even in the golf industry. And here was a brave new venture in an area about which he knew very little, television, certainly cable television. And, you know, most guys at that age would protect the nest egg and go conservative and keep it simple. But Arnold took a huge leap. In fact, Arnold usually collects checks. You know, Arnold doesn't write checks. He collects them. And Joe Gibbs went to him and said, look, I need you to write a check. I need you to be in with skin in the game on this one. And Arnold said, you know, I don't really do that. And the guy said, and Joe Gibbs said, well, you know, if I'm going to get other investors to put money in, they're going to want to know that you're really in. And so Arnold cut a check and became a 50-50 partner.
How much did he put in?
I think he put in about $150,000.
That's a tidy sum. I mean, for something that for something that seems like a shot in the dark. 24/7 golf on a channel that's going to become successful and pay him back?
Correct. And it seemed crazy at the time, but, you know, the real secret behind the success of golf on television, you know, just the weekly tour event or the Golf Channel, however you want to look at it, is not that we get so many, that golf gets so many eyeballs. Golf actually gets very few eyeballs compared to, say, professional football or baseball or basketball. But the reason it works, and you probably know this from your own programming, is the demographics. It's who's behind those eyeballs, and it's a great audience that advertisers want to meet.
Yes, it's absolutely imperative. Well, for radio, it's different because I always have to. Why would I want to advertise on a golf show? I don't have a golf product. And then you say, yes, but you see, golfers just don't play golf all the time. They drive cars. They go shopping. They stay at hotels. They eat dinner. You know, I mean, they go to resorts. They travel. And then, you know, the eyes kind of open up. Oh, of course, they're, you know, and plus they probably have more disposable income than the
highly educated, well-read.
Yes, yes, exactly. Now, I wanted to ask you a question. I heard that Arnold Palmer wasn't the only person that Joe Gibbs could have come to. That Ben Crenshaw may have been if he had been in a place?
Well, actually, it was what happened was it was 1990, and Joe Gibbs had a house at Shoal Creek, and Shoal Creek, right outside Birmingham, was about to host the PGA Championship. And, you know, a lot of the people who lived at Shoal Creek were putting up, they were saying, hey, I'm willing to have a PGA Tour player stay at my house or stay in my guest house right here on the ground. And so Joe Gibbs had volunteered his home. And the original person that was assigned to Joe's home was Ben Crenshaw. And a few days before the event, Ben backed out. And so Joe Gibbs was left with an empty guest house. And just happened to be up in the clubhouse early in the week, maybe Monday or Tuesday of PGA Championship week, and heard one of the wives talking at the the player relations desk, saying she was unhappy with her hotel downtown and that she and her husband were wondering if there's anything available on the ground. It turned out it was Winnie Palmer. And so Arnold and Winnie stayed at Joe's house, and that's how their friendship was born.
That's amazing. I mean, it's those kinds of kismet. You know, it's just like all of it just comes together and bang, you know.
Right. And then, of course, it would not be for a few more years until Joe even got the idea, but their friendship had, you know, lasted those years. And that's when he called on Arnold and made the pitch.
Yeah, yeah. And it's wonderful. So Golf Channel, let's go back again. I just love how this all came about. Golf Channel is now available in the United States, in Canada. Nations in Asia, of course, carry it, Latin America. It's available on your your mobile, whatever mobile device that you happen to have and you're using. If you have the service, a cable company provides you with the service. Fortunately, they don't have that here in Hawaii, so I can't just go anywhere. I have to be stationary and see Golf Channel. But when they started Golf Channel, a lot of people criticized it for saying, you know, it's all infomercials. And it's...
Well, it had to be.
Can you explain how it started and just some of the people who were involved in making the programming happen?
Well, they had very little, you know, it was a chicken and egg situation. So how do you get programming if you don't have a network up and running? And if you just get the network up and running, how do you get programming? And so what Joe did is he scoured the world tours to find events, just a few events that were not at the time being televised. And so he went around to the LPGA Tour first, and then the European Tours, LPGA Tour, and kind of just bought their scraps, the few things that hadn't been on TV. But in the meantime, he didn't have enough programming to fill 24 hours. So he ran infomercials because, you know, the infomercial people pay you to run their infomercial on the air. So Joe was able to get some revenue and fill some time in between these scarce few golf events that he had.
Yeah, but it's just wonderful what he did. Absolutely fabulous.
Genius.
One would never think it was genius back then, but you just have to follow your dream. We're talking with Chris Millard. This is The Golf Book, as seen on NBC Golf and Golf Channel, of course. Some of the things in this book, you see this picture, it's a great picture of Y.E. Yang celebrating his upset victory over Tiger Woods. Best of the majors is the category, and it is... You know, what just this joyous expression, this, I did it, I got him. And then Tiger's got his chin down, his head, you know, the shadow over his face. It's a fabulous photograph. So this book is filled with these kinds of photographs and this kind of information. 20 players, 20 years. Who decided these top 20 by Asteros, Fred Couples, John Daly? John Daly, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, you figure the guy won his first major in 1991. He won his second major in 1995. So that, you know, and certainly in terms of moving the needle, in terms of, you know, drawing attendance, drawing attention to the game, not always for the good. But sort of as a force in the game of golf, he makes the list. I take responsibility for all of those selections.
You take responsibility. So it wasn't by committee. This is all you.
Yeah, that was 90% me. I did have some help on things like, I mean, I was so busy writing this, the full chapters, that I had some help with some of the lists that are in the book. Not the list, the shots, but like there's a few lists of top 10 putts, top 10 comebacks, you know, those little things I did have some help on.
No, but I love the fact that it's you. I mean, that you were writing a book. You didn't just compile something that somebody said, we want you to have this in the book. You know, you
right.
made the decisions. Chris Millard made the decisions about what is in the golf book, and you can get it at Amazon. Another great picture is Tiger on Golf Talk Live with Peter Kessler back in 1996. Look how animated Tiger Woods is.
Yeah, that was back in the days when he didn't have his guard up, and he was really almost naive and wide open, and he's a very different person then than he is now in terms of communicating and accessibility to the media.
Yeah, you know, you just have to look back and see this and then ask yourself, okay, being Tiger Woods, having people pawing at you, constantly wanting things from you, gimme. After a while, you do need to a degree, you know, as you watch the other younger players and you say, they're so open. Well, how long will they be so open?
Right. Although then on the flip side, you look at Arnold, who has been open his entire career, and really Jack in a different way has been extremely open. You know, Jack is a slightly more reserved personality, but an extremely open and accessible person.
When I mentioned Tiger on Golf Talk Live, whatever happened to Peter Kessler?
You know, I don't know. He was the first breakout star that Golf Channel had. In some ways, you could say that Peter Kessler put Golf Channel on the map, aside from Arnold as well. And I think Peter left somewhere in the early, maybe around 2000. I don't know the exact details of how and why.
Yeah,
it's a mystery that a lot of people wonder about because they love watching his show.
Yes, I know he's doing a podcast on iTunes. He had a radio show, I think, on PGA Tour Radio. Sirius XM, I'm not sure. And then now he's doing a podcast on iTunes. But it's, it's just one of those, there's so many things that fly around the internet. You know, he upset Arnold with a question, or you just wonder because a lot, like you said, a lot of people enjoyed Golf Talk Live, and he was the first personality to really make an impact on people and draw them into Golf Channel.
Right.
So
it's so true. Hey, Danielle, I hate to do this, but I've got a top-of-the-hour appointment that I've got to get to, a call I've got to make.
So oh, I'm so sorry.
It's kind of short, but I've got to run.
Well, no, it's been a pleasure. I really appreciate you. Thank you for waiting. I don't think the time change was sent to you, so I apologize that you had to wait so long.
Don't worry at all.
Thank you. We've been talking with Chris Millard. He's off, and you can get his book. It is The Golf Book. At Amazon, for instance, it's a great, it's almost that time of year when gift giving, it's a great gift. And they'll find great pleasure in this. We're going to be talking about what you can do for your body. And he is the founder of Biosport Technologies and Rush Golf. Posture in your game. I know, it's one of those rough things that stand with your back straight. You know, get your posture right. Now you're falling out of your posture. Oh, I don't know what my posture is. I can't see myself. I can't feel the correct posture. Anna Rush is going to help us with that. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's creative plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Alert Alarm Hawaii has been protecting commercial and residential customers across Hawaii with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962. These systems are designed to detect intruders and signal our 24-hour, 5-diamond alarm local monitoring center, which then notifies the appropriate emergency agency. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina company. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, call 528-6407. Providing security solutions for your peace of mind.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back in the clubhouse. It's going to be kind of, well, a mixed bag in weather. We've got a high surf advisory in effect for the north shores of most of the islands, except for the Big Island. And it's going to be a little cloudy, a little rainy, a little windy. I love the northerly winds. It just makes you want to get back in bed, which I'm going to do this weekend. It's one of those weekends when you're like, oh, my goodness, I just can't shake this cold. Anybody got any advice on what to do to get rid of the cold that won't go away? It's only been a week. It just feels like it's been longer. We are now talking with the founder of Biosport Technologies and Rush Golf. He's the creator of Golf Posture Pod, Power on Demand. Anna Rush, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely.
Pleasure to be here.
I've got to ask you, and I ask everybody, am I pronouncing your name right?
It's actually Aina.
Aina Rush.
Aina. It's an old Gaelic name. It's a bit of a tongue twister.
And where are you from?
I'm from Ireland. I grew up in Ireland, actually.
You grew up in Ireland,
yeah.
And you ended up in Connecticut in Greenwich.
Exactly. I came over here to do an internship in fitness, and here I am, still here.
You seem to have done quite well.
It's gone. I love it, actually. It's been great.
Do you get back to Ireland much?
Yeah, I do actually. We get over there at least once a year. My folks and my family come over. So, yeah, there's a lot of back and forth for sure.
I got to ask you, which is your favorite course in Ireland?
Let's see. Maybe Old Head?
Old Head? Oh, I hear a lot of people say that.
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic views. Spectacular place, actually.
Yes, they like it for the dramatic views, not necessarily for the playability, because it can be terrifying.
Exactly. Just be careful where you walk.
There's the edge. Whoops, I lost
exactly.
A golfer.
200 feet down.
Yes, okay. Aina Rush, founder of Biosport Technologies and Rush Golf and the Golf Posture Pod. I always thought of this as like, and maybe it's a play on words that you did. The pod, I looked at the pictures of it, and it's something you stand in.
Yep.
And it helps, like a pod.
Right.
But pod means power on demand. Can you...
So, you know, the better, if you have good posture, if you look at the tour players, on a weekly basis, how well they maintain their posture, particularly on the downswing, that helps with power production and consistency. Amateurs, for the most part, don't do that. Most amateurs, about 70% of amateurs, in fact, they lose their posture on the downswing. Their hips kind of drive up to the golf ball and their spine backs up, which is the complete opposite of what the tour players tend to do. So it robs you of your potential to create power and clearly consistency.
So when I was reading what you have online, avoiding early extension and maintaining posture or spine angle is characteristic of your better... What do you mean by early extension?
So the Titleist Performance Institute there in California, they've looked at thousands of golfers. And the most common swing fault is what's called hip thrust and early extension. So the hip thrust part is where the hips kind of thrust up to the golf ball or drive up to the golf ball, and the spine extends or starts to back up from the golf ball. So the golfer's body is really starting to kind of straighten up on the downswing.
Yes.
Whereas the better players, the tour players, do the complete opposite. They have a little bit of a sit-down type effect. They get a little bit lower when they transition into the downswing, so they can use the ground better to accelerate their hips and accelerate their trunk.
What we need to do today is watch Golf Channel and watch their posture. Now that you've heard this, you know what to look for. at World Golf Championships, HSBC Champions, the last of the World Golf Champions events, the WGC events of the year. You watch, you know, sometimes you don't know what to look for, but now watch their spine angle. It's so important. You say that's where the power is generated.
That's what the better players tend to do. So they can use the ground better to accelerate their hips and accelerate their trunk, create more speed. So when the amateur golfer kind of stands up on the downswing to get that hip thrust and early extension, they lose a lot of that hip rotational speed. They lose a lot of trunk rotational speed. The arms tend to get stuck on the body. So it robs the golfer of the potential to create a lot of speed and power.
Excellent. Now, the pod that you've created, the golf posture pod.
Yeah.
This is quite a piece of machinery that I want to bring it to Hawaii.
Me too.
Tell us how this works.
So the core concept is for, you know, the posture, obviously. So when the golfer stands into the pod, there's a pad that kind of touches against their buttocks, and the pad is movable, and it's got a little pressure on it. So when you go into your backswing, the pressure of the pad is trying to force you into your fault. So you have to work against the resistance of the pad and prevent that from happening. So whenever you have, like, a swing fault, you try to challenge the golfer into their fault.
Wow.
You try to feed the fault, as they say. So if my tendency is to come out of my spine angle, okay, force the golfer into that position even more so they have to work against the resistance. Or if my tendency is to sway, okay, pull the golfer into the sway, or from a slide, or pull the golfer into the slide. So they're challenged to reverse the direction, so to speak. So it's a concept called reactive neuromuscular training. So do you kind of feed the fault or challenge the golfer into their fault, so kind of overload them in their fault. They get the feeling and the kind of neuromuscular awareness and control to,
yes,
kind of work against that.
Yes, because that way you know, you get, you realize, it teaches you what you're doing, first of all, because you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. So feel and feedback is kind of the key.
Yes. And now that you know what you've done and you can feel it, now you know that you got to go against or reverse that. Or say that again. What are you teaching people? You have to
kind of feed the fault.
Feed,
you're trying to
fault,
challenge them into their fault, overload them into their fault with a little resistance. So if you apply a little resistance, it kind of enhances the learning process and kind of speeds up the learning process. And you also get good feel. The pressure gives you feel.
Wow.
And that's a great tool for learning quickly.
Wow. This is awesome. who usually, where do you find the golf posture pods? We call it the mainland, you know, because the continental United States. Are you also in Europe?
We just sent one to Ireland, actually, the first one that went overseas to a young kid over there, a 12-year-old kid who's a 4-handicapper.
Wow, 12
yeah,
years?
Yeah, right. I'm not sure he needs it or not, but
you know, I was talking earlier with the director of golf at Turtle Bay about some work he did with a 1-handicapper. So, wow. You know, I try to convey to people, if a 1-handicapper and a 12-year-old 4-handicapper looking for more information, mm-hmm, to become more comfortable with their game. Obviously, just because you're great at your game doesn't mean that you've already gotten comfortable. There still are all these questions that you have and insecurities.
There's always something you're kind of chasing, or you're,
yes,
you have a tendency for a swing fault that always kind of pop up now and again. So you're always trying to kind of fine-tune and hone your swing, for sure.
What's this young man's name? Can you tell us so we can...
I can't say anything yet, actually. I think I'll put him under too much pressure. You might be the next Rory, we'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, you know. I remember hearing Rory McIlroy's name when he was 15, 16, you know.
That's right, that's
and
right.
And they said, you know, this kid's got it. This is the real deal.
Even when he was younger than that, he was on TV at the age of 8, and he was chipping golf balls into a washing machine. That's how we learned to chip.
Wait a minute.
Pitch.
Wait a minute, because there was that Nike commercial there's a commercial that they made, and he's actually hitting into a washing machine, so he did that when he was 8 years old?
When he was 8 years old, exactly. He was on TV doing that. That's how he used to practice in his home. He'd open up the door of the washing machine and chip balls into it. So they get creative, right?
Okay, all right, great. I was just thinking about somebody who could practice his chipping, and I'll tell you who that is right after this. We have to take a break. We're talking with Ana Rush, founder of Biosport Technologies and Rush Golf LLC. He's MSCSCSCGFIMES. I have initial, or, you know, I have envy. You have so many after your names. My name's Danielle Tucker. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Alert Alarm Hawaii has been protecting commercial and residential customers across Hawaii with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962. These systems are designed to detect intruders and signal our 24-hour, 5-diamond alarm local monitoring center, which then notifies the appropriate emergency agency. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina company. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, call 528-6407. Providing security solutions for your peace of mind.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
On the Big Island at Makalei, it's the Makalei Invitational, and there's a 1204 if you'd like to play around today. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. The Kauan Party and the Ellington Party over at Poipu Bay Golf Course. 25% off the sale rack. It's already on sale. You get another 25% off. Ashworth, Adidas, and Light Soul, they're all at a table, and there's a huge discount available for you there. You can get gift cards. These are just some of the many opportunities that you're going to hear for, you know, possible holiday presents that you might want to give to the person that's a golfer in your life, whether they be adult or a child. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, there's a 9:30, there's an 11 o'clock, there's a 1 o'clock. Olomana has a 9:48, an 11:51. And I just want to remind you that on the windward side of Oahu, it's been raining so much that it's cart path only. So it's going to be just a little soggy, but a lot of fun. Makaha East has an 11:30. It's not as soggy there because that's on the west side, and they've gotten a lot of rain. Have you seen Oahu this green? I mean, Diamond Head's still green. It's been green all summer. And the leeward side is green. It's just amazing. Wailea, the gold course, has a 9:44, and the emerald course has an 11:41 if you'd like to get out and play a round of golf. Or if you have the benefit of Golf Posture Pod, you lucky. Okay, because you can focus your training and get real benefits. And I just love the way this looks. I'm looking at pictures. What is your website?
GolfPosturePod.com or RushGolf.com, either one.
Golf Posture Pod. That's the easiest.
Right.
All right? Golf Posture P-O-D, pod.
Let's go.
.com. And I went under, there's the products, and you go down, and then you see the pod, and you see the different things that this is good for. This feel what it's like to be in a better impact position.
Exactly. Yes, so... You know, the amateur, their lower body is not nearly as rotated as the tour player. They tend to push their hips up to the golf ball, so the hips tend to be much squarer at impact, whereas the tour player, their hips are much more rotated, kind of looking left off target for a right-handed golfer. So that's obviously a big producer of power, whereas the amateur loses a lot of power because they kind of stand up. So they don't create that rotational speed in their lower body.
You know, I was wondering, one of the other benefits you talk about is core strength and stability. explain how the course can get stronger, which is so important, not just for golf, but just for every day. Your body would be much healthier and happier, and you'll be just really, seriously, the benefits to your internal organs from having a strong core is indescribable. So you want to always work on that, whether you play golf. A lot of people don't play golf who listen to the show. So the core strength, how do you best the chest tummy area all the way? What area would you describe to be the core?
The core, yeah, that's a really good question, actually. It would entail like the whole abdominal area, your low back, your hips, the glutes. That whole area is really kind of your core.
Excellent.
And hugely involved in any kind of hitting, throwing sport, not just golf, but, you know, baseball, tennis, martial arts, any of those kind of hitting, throwing sports, the core is heavily engaged.
So anything below the sternum?
Yes, that whole area exactly would be like core. Even your lats would tie into the core as well, those big back muscles.
Yes, and then go down to the hips, and it's really when you think back to when we were marching across the plains looking for the animal, you know, you had to be strong.
Absolutely.
Your core, right? Down
yep.
the ground.
Yep.
Now, how does the golf posture pod enhance my core strength?
So we can do a lot of different exercises off the pod to kind of work on core stability and strength. So when you're doing an exercise, you know you're kind of staying in your position, that you're not kind of standing up. If you're doing like a medicine ball rotational exercise or work with an exercise tubing, you're kind of reinforcing the pattern all the time. So that's kind of how we integrate the core stability with the golf posture pod.
Excellent, excellent. How did you get inspired to do this?
You know, just working with golfers over the years, every time I would do an analysis of a golfer, it seemed like 8 out of 10 golfers were always kind of standing up and coming out of posture. So that was kind of the impetus to get like a training aid that would help them. It didn't seem like there was a good solution out there. And I had also gone to a conference from the Titleist Performance Institute. And one of the big themes of the whole conference for the 3 days was this idea of hip thrust and early extension, how common it was in golfers. So just kind of put the pencil to work and just kind of designed a little training aid that I thought might help some golfers, and that's kind of how it transformed itself.
Interesting, because it's not little. It's, you know, it's a standing piece of equipment that you need some space to have in your house.
Yeah, this is more of like a commercial model, exactly. Training facilities, country clubs, and we're working on a consumer version that anybody can have.
Yeah, now we're talking here.
Exactly.
You know, I see in one picture the golfer has the band right below the knee.
Yep.
What is that for?
So another kind of common or fairly common swing fault is the right leg or the back leg of a right-handed golfer tends to straighten up maybe excessively, and some teaching pros don't like that to happen. They like to keep a little bit more flex in that knee, so it helps with kind of stability and helping create like more application of force into the ground when you kind of change direction into your downswing. So a lot of pros like to keep that knee somewhat flexed in the top of the backswing. It helps the transition into the forward swing.
Interesting. I bet you it also creates a swing that's less stressful on the back.
Right, yeah, if you can kind of rotate around the hips rather than trying to get it from your low back, you're absolutely got a lot less stress on the back.
Yeah, that's really powerful. Very powerful message there. If somebody wanted to work with you, can we like take a lesson with you or have a biofeedback session with you?
Absolutely, yeah, totally.
Where are you?
I'm in Greenwich, in Connecticut.
Okay, but you've got to be a building. Let's see now. Let me see if it's written down. I can't see what the name of the place is where you work out of.
Yeah, the business is called Biosports Technologies.
Oh, okay, I got that, Biosports Technologies.
Yep.
And you're in Greenwich, and there's so I would just look for the address,
Biosports. Yep, exactly, yeah, 76 Valley Road.
All right, you just gave me the address. What's the address?
76 Valley Road.
On Valley, okay, everybody hear that? Because people are listening around the world. It's,
oh, wow,
yeah.
That might be a long trip for some people.
Yeah, I know it would be, but there's a lot of people on the East Coast. I mean, Bill right now, Bill, I was trying to let Bill know that, and everybody else who listens to the show, that the show starts now an hour out of sync. If you're just tuning in, you're going, wait a minute, I don't understand what's happening. It doesn't sound like the beginning of the show. And I'll say, well, because we don't observe daylight savings time, so you're 5 hours closer to us now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, And so for the folks who listen in England, in the UK, the show starts at 5 p.m., not 6 p.m. And for the East Coast, the show starts at noon and not 1 p.m. If you're on the West Coast, the show starts at 9 and not 10. Arizona, yeah, Arizona and Hawaii, we're all the same. Same, always.
You're smart.
Yeah, well, daylight savings, you know. So Biosport Technologies is a sports analysis and training facility. It's in New York and Connecticut. So you have two offices?
No, just in Connecticut.
Okay, I'm going to cross that part out. You have to update your website. I'm just reading everything I find from the website, and I just love the fact that I found you through, or you found me, and LinkedIn helped us get connected. Mm-hmm. When I saw what you do, I thought it's exactly what people forget. You know, the feel of the golf swing is so important, and it's very difficult to just tell somebody to stand straight. My father used to tell me, you need to, you know, put your shoulders back. Well, shoulders to me were not the shoulder blades.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that you just take for granted when you're communicating. If you don't have the feel for it, and this really provides you with an opportunity for a feel.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly kind of focus on hinging from the hips,
yes.
Breaking at the hips rather than from the upper back. And whatever angle you said, try to maintain some semblance of that kind of through your backswing and early downswing, which is what the better players tend to do.
Excellent.
There's a lot of different kind of varieties of swings out there and styles. No matter what kind of style you're after, one thing that's pretty consistent among all the different styles and tour players is how well they maintain that posture on the downswing.
Aina Rush was the technical advisor on golf biomechanics and conditioning for the book, The Six-Spoke Approach to Golf, and that's by Tom Patry, PGA. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks a lot. Anytime. I'd love to come back.
Excellent.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We want to thank everybody who make this show possible, and I'd also like to remember our veterans. Okay, my grandfather, he fought in World War II in England, and my step-grandfather fought here in the Pacific in World War II. Everyone, my son is in the Army, and he did 5 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and of course we're surrounded in Hawaii by our military men and women who have done countless tours. And on Veterans Day, on the 11th, I want you to remember them. I want you to thank them for the service they give to our country, because they give up many things that we take for granted, like just being able to spend time with their children and watch them grow up. And of my grandson's 10 years of life, my son was away for 5 of them. So just remember that when you see a veteran on Veterans Day. Thank you for making the golf club possible. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere. Doesn't matter whether you are, as long as you've got your laptop or your smartphone. That's Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and the discount. They're at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, whether you are in a little home or you're in a townhouse or you're in a giant apartment building or just a 2-story or a duplex, it doesn't matter. Call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. And they are Creative Plumbing. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. What does that mean? That means they come on your property. They walk around. They take a look at where you're vulnerable, where you could be attacked, you know. Then they tell you, this is what we can do to protect you, to protect your business from intruders. And they put that protection in place. It's Star Protection for your concert, your home, your business, or a special event that you're putting on, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection. It's what you need in Hawaii and in California. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Really, absolutely beautiful golf course. It's on the south shore of Kauai, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. Outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, and it is Kauai's South Shore gem. If you missed part of the show, you can always find us at radiogolfclub.com. You go to the listen link, and if I'm not on live, it'll take you to the archives. And I think it goes back to 2005. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.